Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for May 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is hour two at two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Did you have a delightful Mother's Day?
Well, yeah, we participated in the what I call the Mother's Day cruise, and we had a nice Mother's Day to top it off.
Cruise? What does that mean?
Well, we cruised to visit. We cruised at cruise control on the van.
I see.
Went to a number of different of our grandchildren's locations and got to spend time over the last week or so with them. And that's what I'd call a really nice Mother's Day for my wife. And, of course, the mothers that she got to spend time with, you know.
Yeah, phenomenal news, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt had a big old elongated vacation as well, spending time with grandchildren. Well-deserved, but he's back in the saddle again, and we're ready to rock and roll. Scott Bradley with us, the good doctor's in the house. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much. Always glad to be with you guys on this Monday morning.
Amen to that. Did you have a wonderful Mother's Day as well?
Well, sure. They're always great. I hope all the mothers had a wonderful Mother's Day because I think that's what it's all about. And expressing appreciation for all the service and sacrifice that seems to me that so many that claim the title of mother have forgotten nowadays. There's a lot of distractions for many, but those that honor that divine calling, I think, hopefully, feel duly appreciated, loved, and respected, and I hope it goes more than one day. I hope that people can reflect that in their daily lives.
Amen to that.
Take too much heat.
All right. A couple of headlines to highlight. Elon Musk is going on a rebel yell, if you will. He's threatening to move the Tesla headquarters out of California. Says it's just too tyrannical there and he's just got to go. It's out of control. Wants to move to Texas. Do you want to respond to that, Doctor?
Well, certainly, Elon Musk has got a little leverage, I think, on California, and they would be fools. But you know, some years ago, I interviewed Chuck Buck from the Buck Knife Company. You might remember him. I picked my first Buck Knife up more than 50 years ago while I was in the service, and it served me all those years very well. But well-made knives, but not necessary to go into that. But he was in California. He found that all of the surcharges and taxes and onerous regulation and everything like that required him, in order to stay in business, to leave the state. He went up the coast, tried Oregon and Washington, found them California light, went over the border into Idaho Panhandle, and he found a much more business-friendly environment, moved his company there, found that the surcharges and taxes greatly reduced his burdens in terms of being able to profit and succeed. And it's one of those things where Musk really, I mean, he's a much bigger and more high-profile manufacturing company than certainly Chuck Buck was with his Buck Knife Company. But I hope that there's people that vote with their feet. I really, truly do. I think the time will come when California will basically, you know, like they used to say, well, the last one out, turn the lights out. And they're driving their economic engines out of the country, out of their country anyway, by their onerous burdens, their efforts to provide, you know, everything for those that are here illegally and have that loaded on the backs of those that that are providing the economy. And now they've actually shut down those that are there with unconstitutional demands, shutting down their businesses completely. And if I was Elon Musk, I would have, well, I probably would have never established my business there, but I if I was there, I would leave. That's how, I mean, I don't know how much.
Yeah, do you think he has the guts to really do it or just talk big?
Well, have you seen his plant? I mean, my heavens. I mean, it is a huge production plant. There are thousands.
Roger that. Yes, sir.
And it's got. He's going to have to relocate his infrastructure if he does that. Now, Texas will welcome them with open arms, but Texas has done some screwy things lately. Holy cow. I mean, there's got to be some of America left. I sometimes wonder what country I'm in anymore. It's so
sad to say, but true. Hey, Kurt, do you want to chime in on this Elon Musk? Do you think he'll really do it?
Well, right now, I think that he knows how to play the government free money game very well, I believe. And so I think he's signaling to any state, for example, like Nevada or anyone that's, you know, crazy enough, at least in my opinion, to offer freebies to get them to come. I mean, the guy has made boatloads of bucks that way over time, I believe, with all these government programs and these subsidies and things like that. And so he knows how to play that. Now, on the other hand, let's just pretend he's turned over a new leaf and he's, you know, now Mr. Conservative Businessman. He's realized the errors of his past and ways. Then I say more power to him, and you better move to the least expensive place to do business and, you know, embrace the true free enterprise system. I just don't, I'd be surprised if that's really where he is.
Yeah, so you're saying you don't think he'll really do it, is what you're kind of saying.
Well, he'd do it if somebody gives him a bunch, but, you know, there is an outside chance that he's had a, I guess you could say, a new beginning, a new awakening, uh-huh. And that he's Mr. Freedom and Free Enterprise now. But I'd be really surprised about that.
All right, let's talk about the reality of the coronavirus, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know half the deaths in the United States death count are related to only five states, Scott?
Well, it doesn't surprise me a bit, and it's they're probably the most socialist states in the union, and of course there's some corollaries that go with that. And there's the concept of padding the deaths based upon CDC direction. I think that, you know, we've all been scammed. Sure, there's a virus. There's lots of viruses out there, and a lot of them cause deaths. But I think that we have been scammed. This is, I've said it before on your program, it's probably the biggest worldwide scam that's ever been exercised. And I know you brought up the money system, the Fed here in the United States. And I say, yeah, that's true. So I tempered it with over the shortest period of time. We have like 34 million Americans right now that are unemployed that have filed since this unconstitutional shutdown.
Be clear. They say that all this job loss is due to the coronavirus. That's a lie. All this job loss is due to government.
It is. Government is the biggest virus we've got. I mean,
wow. All right, so listen to these Utah numbers, because I find this fascinating. All right, May 10th, 2020 is the report date. 6,251 total COVID-19 cases in Utah. So 6,251. 146,510 total reported people tested. All right. So out of basically 150,000 tested, 6,000 have it. That's round numbers. 512 total COVID-19 hospitalizations. So out of 150,000 people they claim that have tested it that have it, 512 people have gone to the hospital. And they've only had 67 total COVID-19 deaths. And when you study that, you go, wow, this is out of control. Now understand that they're now saying over 3,000 people, so already over 50% of them, have recovered. Did you see that latest statistic? Over 3,000 have already recovered. That's the latest numbers from the government. Over 3,000 have already recovered, Scott.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. This past week, they called out the Utah National Guard to help test and track cases of COVID-19. They called out the military guys. Well, I don't know if we're going to see MRAPs in our residential streets or...
If you walk outside without a mask, buddy, you can count on it.
Well, let me just tell you, the masks, according to many of those that are experts in the field that have, you know, the credentials, if you will, I can only quote them, I have not done the research, but they're very strongly indicating the masks are a contributing factor to the problem and ultimately and finally may help facilitate the demise of those that are hiding behind them.
Yeah, because what happens is when you wear a mask, number one, you cut your oxygen levels down. You're breathing into that thing and you're starting to breathe, you know.
Which is a symptom, by the way, of COVID-19.
That is correct.
Oxygen uptake is diminished.
So you breathe out, then you're breathing your own CO2, and then on top of this, or carbon dioxide, on top of this, then you have this wet mask, which is nothing but a flourishing place for this kind of stuff. I mean, it is disaster. And everything they're offering us to do, stay inside and wear a mask all the time, both of those are massive immune system compromising realities. They're not admitting that, but it's factual. And I challenge any scientist to dispute that point, Scott.
Well, and again, the false narrative that is incestuously being fed through all of the talking newsreaders' heads, literally they are given a script, it appears. They are so closely related to each other. If there are alternative and very well-documented instances of research that would indicate that what we're being told is a flat-out lie. It's an institutionalized agenda, and it's absolutely horrific.
As Kurt would say, other than that, it's not so bad. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, little Q. The calm before the storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, little Q. The calm before the storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive. At Range Magazine.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley's with us, ladies and gentlemen. His goal to preserve the nation. Wow, we got a lot of work to preserve the nation, I'll tell you that right now. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. Check out his weekly webinars and more. FreedomsRisingSun.com. Now, Scott Bradley was talking about the Utah National Guard has been called out. Headline from KSL TV, if you want to know the source. Utah National Guard tackling critical COVID-19 projects. This is serious concern when they bring in the military. They want you to believe the military is here for peaceful reasons, and they may be at the start, but eventually it's going to go off the rails as long as we continue to use the military for, in my opinion, constitutionally unintended purposes. Scott?
Well, you know, and this, they say, oh, well, it's just a little isolated incident. We're trying to bring some specialists in. I mean, you can hear their breathless, kind of back off on this thing. But your listeners, maybe, so I haven't been in touch with you for a while. I've been out of reach, if you will. Maybe you've already talked about this at some point, but HR 6666, I can't make this up, HR 6666, at the National Congress. This is in Congress right now. The last I looked, it had 45 sponsors, so more than 10% of the House is sponsoring this. It's called Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act. Okay?
Yeah, so I've highlighted this, that their goal is to use this contacting everyone, the social distancing contact or social contacting, and then eventually their goal is to test, and then their real question is isolation for those who don't, quote, fit the profile of safety is where they're going.
Well, here's the deal. If you read that bill, it's a brief bill. You can go in and get it. Go to congress.gov. Type in at the top bar, HR 6666, and you will get an opportunity to read this very brief bill. It's called the TRACE Bill, no, TRACE Act, excuse me, and it is basically $100 billion this year is earmarked to do this residential testing, door-to-door, hiring people doing that, and then being able to isolate those that they discover. Now, there's a very, very high level of false positives, first of all. And second of all, there's growing evidence that anybody that has been vaccinated for the flu in recent years will test positive in many cases with this because of the fault of the way they're doing the testing. The test is not by any means, as they would have you believe, this bulletproof kind of thing that's going to work just great. So anyway, let's say, Sam, you're a young dad, and I know you're getting older, but at any rate, you have a bunch of young kids home, and let's say you test positive. Holy cow, what are we going to do with the kids at home? The possibility exists that with money, like if you've got $100 billion to mess with, people think that they can do anything they want. Think FDR and Harry Hopkins back in the 30s and how they went through money like water, never had to account for it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they socialized America in a decade. Harry Hopkins, by the way, was Joseph Stalin's inside man in the White House during FDR's time. And we could talk about that at length. But the fact of the matter is, if you've got $1 billion, in this case $100 billion this year, and the inference is that next year they'll get more as needed, they could say, okay, well, we're going to take the kids, we're going to respectfully remove them from your home. We're going to put them in foster homes where nobody's tested positive. Well, look, if they've been living with you, they've probably been exposed. But here's the deal. Why not isolate them in safety for your own kids? You want your kids to be safe, don't you? You're an okay guy. I know you are. Well, here's the problem. This could be, look at what happened in the 30s and 40s in Europe. Concentration camps. They separated parents from children. They did these kind of judgment calls. And here we have America doing it with kid gloves. Well, maybe they're latex gloves and masks. But America could do this. Get that bill out and read it. I've expressed my concerns to people, and people that don't read between the lines, don't see the risk, are saying, no, this is just for our own good. We have people we can trust in this. You know, Jefferson said, let no more be said of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. And you know, the idea of eternal vigilance being the price of liberty, as was stated by Andy Jackson in his farewell address, we need to be more vigilant. You can get on a slippery slope and go down the hill pretty darn fast, but getting back up the hill is really hard.
Amen to that. I've been talking about this for quite a bit. Kurt, you want to respond? I've been leery of this and concerned about this and bringing this up, but people have told me I'm all wet on this, but now go figure out the research. You got to read HR 6666. I'm glad they have one more six. Otherwise, I'd be really a fright. Nevertheless, I've been talking about this, Kurt. They're literally going to trace, track, monitor, control, eventually isolate every one of us who they deem inappropriate. And the problem becomes, you know, what if they give you a positive test and then that goes in your, quote, health record? And then, you know, you're going to spend your time trying to fight and go, wait a minute, I don't think I'm positive. And they're going to say, well, you know, the evidence is against you. And by the time they trace, they reach, they contact, and then they isolate those who aren't ne'er-do-well, you know, what do you do? How do you fight that? If they literally test me against my will, or they test me without me even knowing at some point or whatever else, then they say, Sam, we got to take you in, buddy, because you're a threat to everybody. How am I going to fight that, Kurt?
Well, I don't see any way you fight that one, Sam, but the only way, at least in my opinion, you have to fight is you have to fight now. And that is you have to fight to bring, you know, about a stop to this whole madness and to push back and make sure that if possible, and there are, I guess I'd call them freedom zones, either in states and or counties in America, you need to be in one of those, or at least find those. Try to make your county that way or your area that way as best you can, and make sure that you participate in this, I guess you call it this experiment of freedom that's been so infrequent throughout the history of the world. We're lucky to be here, and yet we have a duty not only to ourselves and our families, but to all the world, and that is to protect whatever freedoms we've got still, and then to push back so that we can regain the freedoms we've lost.
I've literally been on the radio telling people about this program by the government and stuff like that, and I've had people on the radio literally tell me it's not happening, Kurt.
Well, Sam, the thing is, it all depends on, you know, the media that you digest, I believe, and I've seen this more and more since this whole pandemic, or what I call the panic press, has been in full view. You know, if somebody's getting that daily diet of CNN or MSNBC or whatever it is, some, you know, Washington Post, New York Times, and they're not exposed to the other things, at least, if at all, then they're quite concerned. I mean, you got them going around with near complete covering of themselves and face mask, heads, body, gloves, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then they're just scared to death about wherever they're going to go, you know, so much that they just pretty much want to stay home in the fetal position, you know. And
yeah, in the summertime, you're going to have a half-naked women running around with a face mask on. I mean, it's insanity.
Crazy,
and I know that might be a little
well,
bit...
and you got to pick up a batch of booze on the way, you know.
Of course you do. That's an essential service.
Get that
sir.
Kind of stuff. I mean, because you've got it. You're safe. You have a face mask. You know what I mean?
All right. It's out of control. And I've literally been talking about this contact tracing. And I told people it's coming. And they literally said to me, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not happening. And I said, yes, it is. You know, and now you've literally got... Go look at the bill. All you got to do is type into Google HR 6666, and you'll just see it's a congressional act right now. Is it passed? No, and we're not saying it's passed. However, there are states that have already created these applications to put on your phone. Utah's one of them.
Utah's at the forefront. Utah's at the forefront of that. They've called out the National Guard to help with that. There is a test case, if you will, in California. What grows up in California spreads to the country, like HIV and stuff like that. And in Ventura County, California, right now.
By the way, that's right where I grew up, too.
Is it? Okay,
yep.
Well, I was a missionary down in Ventura County many, 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 many decades ago, and a lot of good people down there. But they have a government there with Gavin Newsom and a lot of the other tyrants that are seeking to bring this about. But here's the problem. We have a media that is complicit in this. You know, Joseph Goebbels, the chief Nazi propaganda war machine guy, and this is a loose translation, but it's close enough. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And we have the talking heads that are reading the script that they're handed. Now, I'm sure, Sam, Kurt, you guys haven't been handed a script by the big...
Hold on, Dr. Scott. Back in a flash on your radio.
All right.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Businesses in more and more states continue to throw open their doors again, even as the number of coronavirus deaths in America keep climbing. In the U.S., the number is right around 80,000 now, and as states reopen, a new projection from the University of Washington estimates 137,000 Americans could die of the virus by early August. In Michigan, the state attorney general planning on issuing a formal opinion soon that the Michigan Capitol Commission can ban guns from Capitol grounds. It happened after an armed protest last week of the governor's state of emergency extension request till April 30th. AG Dana Nessel saying yesterday,
for the general public, when it comes to protesting, unless the thing that you're protesting has to do with guns, and then maybe you want to show that you're in support of it, I don't understand why you do need to have a weapon.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence will be at the White House this week, even though his press secretary has tested positive for coronavirus. Pence's office pushing back on reports that he would be keeping his distance from the White House, working remotely for the next few days. Pence did keep a low profile over the weekend out of an abundance of caution. He tested negative for the illness, so there are no restrictions on his schedule for the next week, though. Famed comedian actor Jerry Stiller passing away at the age of 92. He had a long resume, but was known most recently for playing the father to Leah Remini's character in The King of Queens.
Those Italian food, Arthur, you love Italian food, don't you?
I'd eat anything at this point. Just end this experiment.
National gas prices and demand gradually rising again amid the pandemic. Experts say the rise is attributed to various states across the nation starting to ease stay-at-home orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right. Sorry for the rude interruption, Dr. Scott Bradley. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. Was in the middle of pointing out this. If you tell a big enough lie and repeat it often enough, the people swallow it hook, line, and sinker. Doctor?
Well, I don't know if you've seen it. These can be found. You go out and do a search. It's interesting what's on the internet nowadays. You do a search on some of these narratives that are absolute word-for-word scripts across the board by so many of these lame brain media groups, these talking heads. You know, they're kind of pretty people with perfectly coiffed hair and the nice little eyebrows on and everything like that. And they all give this urgent plea for this or that or the other. And you look across the spectrum, it's a dialogue that is happening off of a script that is repeated dozens of times in the lame brain media. And you tell that lie often enough, and people start to believe it. And we have become basically a people that want to be wrapped in a security blanket with a safety net underneath us. And we want to be, you know, they sling those between trees, you know, these kind of hammock things. Well, they can sling ropes up, too. And they're tying us up with these things that is just absolutely damning to our liberty. You know, you think of Patrick Henry's, is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased with the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. What are our grandkids going to say? You cannot push this back uphill so fast. The precedents are being set. I mean, you look at what our churches are doing, and fortunately there's a few lawsuits being won by churches out there, but in our home state of Utah, oh, yeah, churches can resume operation. However, the one non-negotiable stipulation is the 6-foot social distance requirement of the CDC. I mean, these people are directing how we will worship. And, you know, you offend the state and somebody shuts you down. Well, Christ got put to death for offending the state, both the hierarchy and the religion and the hierarchy in the government, for offending the state. And I'm offended by the fact that they think that the First Amendment can be suspended, because you guys have heard me use the term before, because of a Nazi germy, a germ that takes our liberty away. And we have these people that graduated apparently at the bottom of their classes and have become the health physicians of the nation, and have other agendas out there for socialization of everything that are directing how our lives are going to be lived.
Well, to make the point that we don't work from a script on this program, I've been editing as fast as I possibly can to grab headlines Scott's talking about on the fly, and then to rearrange headlines to talk about different things than I had on the agenda, which I don't mind one bit. Don't misunderstand the point. I just want you to know, folks, we talk from the heart here on this broadcast. The next headline that I had that I was hoping we could get to today but didn't know if we could, Scott literally opened the door for, and I'm going to jump through it to prove the point. I grabbed this headline and moved it right up where it belongs now, about churches. A network of 3,000 California churches are planning to defy Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and his shutdown orders, and they're going to open their churches. They're sick of it. They're going to reopen what they call 4 in-person services, Doctor.
Well, yeah, California, great. I mean, again, I spend a lot of time in California. My wife's from California, and we have people we love from California. But their government is whacked out. But look in Utah. You don't have to look as far away as California. I mean, here's this really red state called Utah. I mean, yeah, we're okay.
But Utah's not really pushing back. California is starting to.
That's right. We have a bunch of sheeple in Utah, and our Republican governor, Gary Herbert, and his CDC clones that he's got running this thing are eviscerating our freedom. Our churches are not pushing back. You know what? I seek to be a disciple of the Savior Jesus Christ and follow him. I am not a disciple of the New World Order. I do not believe the World Health Organization, and let's say they're right on something, which is very much being disproved on a lot of cases, because they have a narrative there, too, that has a lot of holes in it. But the fact of the matter is, to say we're going to be good global citizens, we're going to capitulate to this thing, we're going to stop our worship, the people, my people, generations ago came to these mountain valleys in Utah, high risk, great challenges, people died. And the fact is, we wanted to worship our God, practice our religion, take upon us the name of Christ. We wanted to be able to live in freedom. And what have we done? Our own governor. Yeah, sure, there's people in California that are pushing back, but there aren't any in Utah. I don't know of one in Utah. We're good global citizens. And it is just so frustrating to me when you look at the statistics. You quoted them earlier, Sam. You look at the statistics. This is, yeah, it's a virus, and yeah, there's people that die, but you look at pneumonia, you look at cancer, you look at heart disease, you look at drunk driving, you probably get people that die because of hangnails that got infected. I don't know. You can find a risk everywhere, but we are cowering. We are.
Well, dying, if you understand God's plan, dying is as much of a part of his plan as being born is. And so there's, you know, both sides of that discussion too. And I don't want people to die prematurely. And I do think life is sacred, and I do believe in pro-life views, but I also don't believe in the government deciding, you know, exactly how your life is to be lived. If you said to me, Sam, do you want to live to be 75 and live in a quarantine and not talk to anybody for the next 20 years? Or do you want to live life normal and die 20 years earlier and die at 55? Just say, I would choose the latter. I would choose to die early and say, at least I've lived a full life. And I believe that if I keep God's commandments, I'll be here as long as he needs me, as long as my mission requires. And you know what? That's good enough for me to have faith over fear, trust in God. Kurt, any other comment on these churches?
Well, it's good to hear, at least in my opinion, that like you say, this headline with 3,000 churches uniting to, basically disobey the emperor there of California. And, I welcome it. So
We need more of it faster, that's for sure.
Before we leave this, I mean, death is an adventure. And you know, like you say, nobody needs to die early. But you know what? It's part of God's plan. And where we go is far better place than here. And it's not like anybody's signing up to do that, okay?
But yes, they are. Everybody signed up to do it.
Yeah, we did, but that was a long time ago. Most people forgot.
Yes, sir.
But you might remember back in 1995 when Braveheart came out, you know, that Mel Gibson. I know it's a movie. Historically, there's a lot of holes in it, but there's some moving things in that. Remember the talk he gave to these guys that were going to wander off at what was supposedly the Battle of Stirling there? And he says, what would you give to come back to today? Yeah, yeah, run. You may live. But years from now, to say that you will not take my freedom. I mean, you would give all the days between this one and that day dying in your bed to say, I will stand here and I will not give up my freedom. What cowards we have become. I mean, we wrap ourselves in that security blanket and a safety net underneath us. And those guys faced, I mean, again, I know it's a movie, but there have been very magnificent crossroads throughout all of history where people have said, no, I will not cross that bridge of security. And here we are. We are just handing it back to them without even a whimper. And I oftentimes quote, I think it was Norman Vincent Peale back in 1976, said, 200 years ago, Americans roared like lions for liberty, and now they bleat like sheep for security. What would you give in all the years you might gain? And I believe personally, if you're putting the mask on and cowering in your home, you're probably shortening your years, but that's yet to be seen, I'm sure. But the fact of the matter is, there are experts saying that that is probably the path you're on. What would you give now to stand up? And that's what America...
My life, and that's what I'm doing, is standing up, and we need more of it, like the 3,000 churches, like this lady we talked about in the first hour, this Shelley Luther lady doing a great job. Even Ted Cruz and the governor and the lieutenant governor of Texas is supporting her over the tyrannical thug judge that tried to shut her down and arrest her. Thank heavens she's been freed. But ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear about a couple of things here. I want to talk about the economy. Headline says this: the national recession is approaching levels not seen since the Great Depression, and COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon. Okay, then I added a little bit to the next headline. I added the words government lies, colon. And then it says this: COVID-19 caused severe economic crisis. The COVID-19 didn't cause any crisis, economically or otherwise. Okay, this is a propaganda demic. Okay, this is a lie. There, I agree, in little teeny areas, New York City or whatever, there is a problem. And you got to start to ask why the problem. How many of those people have been vaccinated? How many of those people are in overcrowded health facilities with poor care in the first place? How many of those people come from other countries that have already compromised immune systems due to underlying conditions? I'm not saying their lives are less valuable. I'm saying the context is relevant here. And the reality is, it's government lies that COVID-19 caused severe economic crisis. Government mandates, guidelines, and media manipulation caused it. Sam's headline is this: government caused severe economic crisis. The doctor and Kurt respond in seconds.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press
has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, I love it. I made up a word on the air, propagandemic, and Kirk Cosby looked it up because, of course, he always checks my English on the radio, make sure I got it properly and stuff like that. And it's an okay word now because Kurt says somebody else made it up before I did. I haven't seen this, but it's okay to use, right, Kurt, because somebody else came up with it?
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I thought, man, that's a great word, propagandemic. And
I thought Kurt was going to tell me there was no such word like that, Sam. What are you talking about?
Well, I looked it up, and Reddit.com's got an entry there posted by somebody. That, you know, they scribbled his name out, but it says, coronavirus propagandemic is bad, comma, but vaccines are badder.
There you go. And I didn't know this person literally talked about that. I just made up the word on the fly as I was talking, but it's important to understand. And what they're going to do is they're going to force the jab on every one of us, doctor.
Well, that's their intent, and we have seen this, everything we're hearing. You know what? We are autonomous, sovereign individuals. We get our rights from God. And this is not something government created. This is not something that came out of a constitution or a declaration of independence or a bill of rights or anything. These are eternal principles that have existed long before any form of government, kings, princes, powers, potentates, anybody. And what is happening right now is the American panicdemic, whatever you want to call it.
Propagandemic, yes, sir.
Okay, whatever this is right now has created a supposed burden upon us all that we all must suck it up and do it for the good of the whole, for the collective and everything. There is not a collective, unless you're talking about what Marx and Lenin and Mao and everybody's put together. We are autonomous, sovereign individuals that have autonomy over our own bodies. Now, if these vaccines work, great. Let everybody that takes them, wants them, do it. But those that don't have a choice to say, I'll take my chances. And if they really work, what do you care? If you took your epidemic shot, which I believe personally, immune compromises you, and there's much evidence to that effect. It compromises your immune system, makes you more susceptible, and in fact, there is a lot of evidence mounting as we research this that indicates that if you have had previous flu shots, the probability or likelihood of you getting this COVID-19 bug are much higher because your system has already been groomed, if you will, for this. But this idea of the jab, taking the jab as you call it, this is where we are going with this. There are those, the guys like Bill Gates and Fauci and all these kind of guys that have got skin in the game for all these vaccine machines that are making, this will be a multi-trillion-dollar business if they try to do the jab on everybody in the world. And these companies are completely held harmless. The United States government under Ronald Reagan signed a bill that said no, nothing. There's no responsibility financially. U.S. taxpayers will cover any difficulties. But here's the deal. They have done zero double-blind placebo randomized tests, zero for safety on any of the vaccines that are out there since 1989. Zero. And the government has said they would, but they never have. But the companies are running these through with no financial responsibility, no double-blind placebo, randomized testing for safety, and you are the guinea pig. Now, I have been a guinea pig before. I've told you this before on the air. 50-plus years ago, when I was in the service. We were injected with something that they wouldn't tell us what it was, but they told us we were the first human beings that had received it. I had a downside to that, personally. And I may be even still experiencing that because of a propensity that's come out of it. But the fact is, these people are doing what they're doing for money. And all of this...
They're doing it for money, but they're also doing it for control, Scott. Eventually, it will have a component in the vaccine that'll be for population control. Bill Gates has blatantly stated that's his agenda. Global warming requires it, they claim. Zero population is the answer, my friend. They lie. And they're doing this partly for money, but to them, it's even a matter of control that's even more on the top of their agenda. But government is causing this economic crisis, make no mistake about it. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the globalists are starting to push for a, quote, jubilee. Some claim it's the only way to avoid a massive national or global depression. Do you believe there'll be a debt jubilee, Scott?
Who knows? If it is, there's another noose on the other end. But let's just talk about this for a second, though. On the there's 72 doses your child is supposed to get from birth until age 18 of these vaccines that they currently have. There's over 270 under development right now. Okay, so multiply. Yeah, if you're injecting your kids 72 times between birth and age 18 right now, and you have over 270 more in development, this is a multi-trillion-dollar thing. Yes, it's about people control. Yes, it's probably about population control. Yes, it's probably about economics. I mean, there's so many aspects to this. And if, in fact, they give us a jubilee forgiveness of all debt, I don't know. There's going to be another noose. I mean, you will be found trussed up and thrown in the back of a deuce and a half. For those of you who were in the military, this is one of those big military trucks. On your way to further control, I do not believe that they love God's children. I trust God. I want to follow Christ and want to be a disciple of His. And if you're telling me that these globalists that are lying to us through their teeth, through the World Health Organization and the CDC and all our clones in our states, you haven't been paying attention. It's just the way it is. And we have probably lost more in the last 6 to 8 weeks in terms of our liberty without a whimper. People are in solitary confinement in their homes because there aren't enough jail cells around the country. Habeas corpus is suspended. And we have economic suspension. We have religious liberty suspended. It's just astonishing to me that Americans have become so completely complicit and complacent and cowardly. That's alliteration, I think they call that in your poetry forms. But at any rate, people, what are we doing? And our governors with their smiley faces and their silk gloved hands, well, their latex over silk, they're coming in. They've activated the National Guard in Utah to track and trace us. And they say, well, we're on the tail end of this. Well, let's say we are for 10 minutes or 10 days or 10 months. What's next? I'm just astounded. No more than a bunch of sheep. Anyway, maybe other than that, it's not so bad, right? Right, Kurt?
Great point.
That's what Kurt likes to focus on, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you
what. I'd rather focus more on preparedness and rather teach the truth and rather prepare than just run around thinking it's not so bad. But that's just me. Right?
Nope. But
it's just a little bit of way to add a little humor. Sam,
a little levity.
All it is.
I understand.
Yeah, and it's you know, they say laughter's the best medicine, and gee, if we don't need a lot of medicine now, you know.
You got that right. All right, I'll tell you this, though, and I want to end on this discussion here for a minute. The coming epidemic of shortages, we've seen this before. This relates to the, in my opinion, the crisis that's going on or whatever else. You're not going to have enough meat. You're not going to have enough toilet paper. You're not going to have enough, day-to-day necessities. You're not going to have enough money. You're not going to have enough job. You're not going to have enough freedom. You're not going to have, but you're going to have plenty of vaccines, plenty of masks, You're going to have so many ventilators, it'll shock you. The president of the United States literally went ballistic on ventilators, Dr. Bradley. I don't know what on earth he was thinking, but he literally forced companies to create ventilators. Okay, so they say his request reached for this national stockpile of ventilators. We didn't have enough. But President Trump went crazy, spending nearly $3 billion on ventilators. And now we're starting to say, well, we don't really need them.
Well, there's strong evidence that it's the wrong modality. It's a closed system with high PEEP. They call it positive end expiratory pressure. A very high percentage of people die because they got put on ventilators, according to much of the research that is being published by alternative. They're really not alternative, but they're different than the agendized narrative. And ventilators have proven in many cases probably to be the demise of the persons that they're put on because it's the wrong approach. And Trump did. He nationalized automotive companies to produce ventilators. And what we're finding is that it's the wrong approach. I mean, this is hypoxia is when we have a lack of oxygen in our bodies. You get it at altitude sickness and so on. But what happens is the way we're doing it with ventilators is exacerbating the problem, according to much of the literature of those that are doing the research on this. And our public health officials, our CDC, our World Health Organization, is not bringing this stuff forward. They're not our friends. People, open your eyes. Go listen to what's available out there. Read what's available. Use your minds. And stop being sheeple. I mean, other than that, I guess I don't have much passion on this thing. But the ventilators are a problem. We not only ruined and violated Americanist principles, we approached it with a fascist approach to things, government taking control over factories. That's what fascism is. You continue to own your factories, but we tell you how to use them. That's fascism by definition. And that's what America's doing.
You got a new partner, and the government's your partner, right, Sam?
Unfortunately, that's what's happened. Donald Trump literally created the, Protection Act or whatever it is.
The problem is that
I think it was
back in the Korean War. That was created back to the exigencies of the Korean War. And if they're on their books, it's like what happened in 1863. Lincoln violated habeas corpus. It's in Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. That is the legislative power. Lincoln usurped habeas corpus, and the Supreme Court says you can't do it. Congress quickly flipped over and says, oh, well, we grant to the president the authority to violate habeas corpus. So Congress can't do that constitutionally, but they did. But since 1863, presidents have claimed the power to violate habeas corpus. That's, imprisonment and everything. We could talk about that at length. I know we're running out of time. But the fact of the matter is, since 1863, because Congress rolled over, they put a law on the books. Right now in Utah, the governor has the power to create law with the force of law by an edict, and so does a city council, so does the mayor, because of a law that was passed 4 years ago. We've got to keep an eye on these people and say, look, you guys, what you're doing now is wrong. You can't do it because it'll bite us later. And that's what's happening right now with all of these edicts and directives. They get on the books. They're laying there like a snake in the grass. To buy this as we go by.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. What, only on Liberty Roundtable Live? Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. You can say we're negative, folks, but we preach this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. But you know what? You can't tell everybody this is the greatest country on the face of the earth if you don't fight to keep it true. And so we don't mean to be negative on anybody. We want to reward good wherever it's found. We want to reject bad wherever it is. We want to make popular that which is good and reject that which is evil. We want to do it every time, all day long. And we do want a little bit of humor mixed in, because I agree with Kurt, laughter is the best medicine. And, it's hard to laugh with some of this stuff coming your way, though. But we need to remember who we are. We are the children of God, of a godly heritage, and we have the power to preserve liberty. And that we shall do. God save the Republic of the United States of America.